Time to get back into our chat with Mick from Mick's Bait Shop and Curtis, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. All right, if you don't mind, let's switch over and talk about some other species. What's going on with the panfish?
They're getting some bluegills out there right now, getting a little more and more every day. They're using the leaf worms and the wax worms, which we have those here too.
Okay.
We do have a bass tournament on our lakes this weekend on Saturday,
really?
June 11th.
Really?
Starts at 7 a.m. and runs to 6 p.m. $500 first place, prizes out to fifth.
Nice, okay. And they can find out more by doing what? Stopping in there, calling you?
Yep. They can call the bait shop at 906-586-6040 or stop in here and we'll sign you right up.
And that's a one-day tournament this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday.
All right. Is there a name for this bass tournament?
We just called it our first annual bass tournament.
There you go.
We made it simple.
Nice, okay. Well, since you brought up the bass fishing, you got a tournament this weekend. Anything working better? Of course, with this weather pattern, something's going to change by this weekend. But anything working right now better than another for the bass?
Right now, most of them are using crawlers and leeches, and we've got a good supply of spinner baits and buzz baits here that they're using.
Any color schemes working better?
You know, right now, it just seems to be about anything goes for the bass.
Okay. Well, that's good to hear, and I don't know much about the bass fishing on the lakes there in Curtis. Is it mostly smallmouth, or do you have any largemouth, too?
We've got both. We've got both. Typically, you're going to get your largemouth out of South Lake and your smallmouth out of Big Lake, but we just wanted to have a fun tournament with everybody having some fun with this. So.
Well, that sounds cool. All right, well, a great-looking weather forecast. Last thing I want to ask you about is the pike and muskie fishing.
Yes, that is getting better and better also. And, of course, we also have our 12-foot section of muskie lures here, too. So
I know. And you know what? 3 years ago, that was like 4 feet. Now it's 12 feet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it might expand to 16 next year the way this is going. You never know.
I like it. Very cool.
We've also got our large pike suckers that we carry here, too, that everybody seems to like. So.
Yeah, you got those monster ones that are like 10 inches long, right?
Yes.
Sometimes bigger?
Sometimes bigger, yes.
Well, Mick, I got nothing else to ask you about. Is there anything cool other than the bass tournament coming up this weekend that folks need to know about? Did I forget any fishing that's been good? Crappies, maybe?
Getting a few crappies, not a lot more bluegills than crappies out there.
Okay.
Just let everybody be safe and let's get fishing.
Get in and see Mick at Mick's Bait Shop in Curtis, right?
Yes.
Because you know what I always say. Never hurt us to go to Curtis.
That's true. That is true.
Appreciate your time as usual, Mick.
Hey, thank you, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.